Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God never promised that life would be easy. Yes, he's risen. Yes, he's conquered all of our enemies. But he still says, your time of sorrow is now. Why? Because you do not see Christ with your own eyes. He is separated from you and yet with you always. He is removed and yet never leaves you. He is with you in a new and a different way, still bodily way, but you do not see his presence. And so you live by faith and you trust in his holy word. Do not test God like the world by asking that why an omnipotent, loving, gracious God would continue to allow evil and oppression and disease and death. Do not challenge God by telling him to solve all of your problems right here, right now. He could, but such a question fails to recognize just how God has solved your problems and what his cross and resurrection has accomplished. He has established the way of salvation, and he has seen fit to rise from the dead, ascend into heaven, and then to leave this world like this for a time. So that we might live by faith. And yet he will return. He will destroy the heavens and the earth and will remake them. And it will be free from sorrow. But that time has not yet come. For the time being, you live in this little while filled with sorrow. Oh, there are many joys to be sure, but none are perfect. There is much laughter, but still sadness. His mercies are new every morning, and yet they always seem to be coupled with some problems in a day. He told you beforehand that things would be like this so that you would not be caught unaware. Being a Christian doesn't mean that your life is always happy and good, that you are free from sadness, troubles, fear, or evil. We continue to pray, deliver us from evil. But he told us beforehand because he wants us to be prepared. For an attack that is expected is not as severe as an attack that is unexpected. Trouble comes on us from every side. It comes because of our sins. It comes because of the sins of others. And at times it comes through no fault of our own, but simply living in a fallen world under the curse. So now is the time that you walk through the valley of sorrow and the shadow of death. Now is the time you get sick and hurt. Now is the time you are sad and lonely and depressed. Now is the time that mothers kill their babies and husbands abuse their wives. Now is the time murder is called good and depravity moral. Now is the time man cares more about himself than of others, more about his politics rather than religion. Now is the time that we lie and cheat and steal and gossip and hate and usurp authority. Now is the time we covet and yet are always apathetic towards God's blessings. Now is the times our body is burdened with cancer, disease, weakness, and frailty. Now is the time that tears flow and hearts ache. Now is the time that Christians are thrown to the lions, are persecuted, are mocked, and are shoved into the corner of society. Now is the time our own conscience pricks us for not living up to God's standards. This world is not our home. We are strangers in this land. In the body, we are away from the Lord, so now is the time that we grieve. We do not see his power, his grace, his love, his mercy permeating throughout this world. We do not see the blessings of his death and resurrection filling this earth. We do not always feel like God's beloved children. Yet though we are afflicted in every way, we are never crushed. Though we are perplexed as to why this or that happens, we are not driven to despair. Though we are persecuted, we are not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed, always carrying in our bodies the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus might also be manifest in our bodies. For For troubles will not turn our hearts away from Christ. For even though we do not see him, even though he appears to be absent by what we see, we believe and confess that he is with us always to the very end of the ages, and we are on a wonderful procession toward heaven. Without the pains of labor, a mother will never have a child. If she wants to avoid the pain, she must avoid all conjugal relations, and she will never experience the joy of having a child. So she marries, knowing that pain will come. She longs for children, knowing that it will harm her body. But the joy of having a child is worth it. So without the pains of this world, a Christian will never receive Christ. A Christian who wants to avoid pain at all cost will not experience the joy of having Christ when he returns. For Christ says, whoever wants to save his life will lose it. Christ must be our goal and our love, not peace, not joy, not family, not reputation, not respect, not schedules, routines, vacations, or pleasures, but Christ alone must be our goal and our joy. And we must be willing to endure all things for the sake of him. Expect these things to come until the last day. For you know that suffering produces endurance, and endurance character, and character hope, and hope does not disappoint you. Hope knows the future is bright. Hope is certain that tomorrow will be filled with life and peace and joy and resurrection. Because hope is confident that Jesus will take us to be where he now is. And so it's worth it. The sacrifice, the struggle, the labor pains are worth it. The cancer, the weakness, the tears, the sadness are worth it. The shunning sin and pursuing godliness is worth it. For we believe that we are being prepared for eternal glories. These things are not eternal, but heaven is. We must endure them, but they do not define us. Christ does. Heaven is where we belong. Heaven is where we will experience the full joys of Good Friday and of Easter, of where we will see the grace, mercy, love, and forgiveness of God permeating through all things. So learn from those who went before us. When the apostles were persecuted for preaching the gospel, they did not throw themselves a pity party that the world had turned against them, but they rejoiced in the Lord. They knew that they were countercultural because heaven was their home. So if our culture continues to move away from us, we should not feel sorry for us, for we have lost nothing. Difficulties may come, but Christ still lives, and our citizenship still remains firmly anchored in heaven. And so rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. It's not worth comparing the joys of this earth to the joys of heaven. It's not worth even comparing the sorrows of this earth with the joys of heaven. Because you do not see Christ with your eyes, you mourn and weep and grieve. But not always. Sometimes you have joy and laughter and peace because Christ still sees you and you know it by faith. He makes his face shine on you today and is gracious to you today. He sees your trials and your struggles and he is with you to guide you through one struggle at a time, one day at a time. And so we do rejoice. Because Christ is leading us through this life and into the next. We do rejoice because Christ lives and he is walking us through this valley of the shadow of death. We do rejoice because he will never leave us, but is with us always to the very end of the ages. He looks on us with his favor and he gives us his peace. We rejoice because he has filled us with his blessings and guarantees far better in the life to come. And so you live with one foot on this earth and one foot in heaven. You are children of heaven who live on earth, sons of God who walk among fallen men. Let us not feel sorry for ourselves that we live in this post-Christian culture, but let us rather rejoice that Christ has not forsaken us. Let us not become weary in doing good as if what's the point, nothing seems to change, but let us serve our neighbor, recognizing that in the process we are serving Christ himself. Let us set our mind not on our troubles, for a woman in labor does not focus on her pain. But let us set our mind on things above, on Christ himself, for he is coming to transform our lowly bodies to be like his glorious body. And on that last day, he shall see us, and we shall see him in a new and a different way. And as he knows us, so we shall be fully known. And then we will have everlasting joy and gladness that no one could ever take away. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.